This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, one industry that's been booming as others have struggled is the craft brewing industry. One trade group says more than half of Americans now live within 10 miles of a craft brewer. And many of those brewers want to make it easier for customers to bring the beer home using a refillable container called a growler. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, David Nogueras has the story.
If you're a fan of craft beers in Oregon, there's a good chance you already own a growler. If you have no idea what one is, I've actually got my hands on one right now. It's made of brown glass, and it's about the size of a 2-liter soda bottle. The mouth is wide, and about the size of a silver dollar. And it's closed off with a nifty ceramic seal. Most importantly, it's got a built-in handle for easy transport. Here in Oregon, the growler's convenience and popularity has spread beyond just breweries.
Come on in, I'm going to take care of you.
In the central Oregon city of Bend, at least one gas station has gotten into the mix. This summer, this stop-and-go mini-mart and Shell station opened a growler filling station in the store. Behind the counter, one of the station's licensed bartenders, Dolly Haney, has a selection of 30 different craft beers.
Most of these beers that we have on tap, you can't get in bottles and cans. You can only get them on tap.
And from a brewer's perspective, there's a simple reason for that.
A growler is, in a lot of respects, the only way they can cost-effectively package their product.
Scott Metzger is the founder of the Freetail Brewing Company in San Antonio. He says bottling and canning lines represent huge capital investments for small breweries that are still building their brands. He says while the craft beer movement has been a sea change for the industry, Texas liquor laws have failed to keep up, changing little since the days after Prohibition.
So we've really fallen behind the rest of the country in terms of having an environment that fosters the growth of the craft beer industry like we've seen everywhere else.
Metzger wants to see Texas join other states that have already changed their laws. Washington State put a law in place this year allowing for growler fills, as did Arizona, where growler language was included in a broader liquor bill at the request of the drugstore chain Walgreens. But no word yet on whether you'll be able to fill up your growler when you get your prescriptions. In Bend, Oregon, I'm David Nogueras for Marketplace.